The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Saturday with Andy Brownell and Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
It looks like a decent weekend for us. Not too hot and not monsoon rain. So I'm
Did you think last weekend was too hot?
You know, I sleep in air conditioning, so I'm good. But if I didn't have air conditioning to sleep in, I would have said, yeah, too hot.
Yeah, I guess.
But then again,
right.
I was a kid who grew up without air conditioning, so.
You and me both. But the pool was doggone nice. It was perfect weather for that. Oh, boy.
On the 4th itself, a week ago Friday, then I was in shade outside by a pool. And you know what? There was enough of a breeze to make it decent.
It was beautiful. I had Grand Central Station all weekend at my house. It was literally crazy town. I had counted up at the end of the weekend between Thursday and Sunday, I had served 237 meals. It was a lot of fun, though. We had a great time. And you know what? Life is all about making memories, keeping those traditions alive. Yeah, you put in a lot of work, but it's worth it. It was really fun.
Did Scott do the dishes afterwards?
No, I had a lot of helpers. We used a lot of paper plates. But I will tell you, I paid for it this week because I have had such a busy week.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh.
Or no? Which one?
No, yeah. It was all good. It was all good. But 4 out of the 5 nights, I actually got home from work between 8:30 and 9:30. So I just had a lot of catching up to do because Thursday I only worked a half day. Friday I didn't work at all. Saturday I did one appointment, and Sunday I did one appointment. So I had a lot of catching up to do. So it was a really busy week. It was a good week. And here we are, back to the weekend already. I can't even get over how fast time goes.
I know. We're heading towards Olmsted County State Fair starts. Not the state fair. The Olmsted County Fair starts, I think, in a week or so.
Which is always kind of the end of summer, you know, in a way, right?
It feels like it, right?
It does. It's like the last hurrah. At least that's how it was in the kids.
And the sun is setting before 9 already.
Don't even remind me. Well, I have a wedding to go to this afternoon, so I'm hoping that at 4:30 this afternoon it's going to be gorgeous, perfect weather, and then tomorrow I'll probably work all day. But it's all good. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the real estate market. I have an updated Rochester market report, and currently there are 214 sales pending, which means you know, those houses have gone under contract. They were available, but somebody has purchased them. But have no fear because there are still 349 listings available for sale.
That's one of the highest numbers you've had for that category in a while.
It is. It definitely is. So what that means is it's starting to show a little bit of a, you know, we've been kind of hovering at around a 50% pending ratio, and right now the resulting pending ratio is 38%, because you take that 214 that have sold, divide it by the total of 563, right? So what does that actually mean? Well, a high ratio means listings are in demand, quickly going to contract. A low ratio means there's not enough qualified buyers out there buying the existing supply. So it's leaning a little bit in the favor of the buyers, which, you know what I would say to that, take advantage of it, because it won't stay that way. It won't stay that way. So if now's the time you can go out and write an offer and maybe ask for a few thousand bucks off or a few thousand bucks in closing costs or sometimes even a combination of both, just depending on how that property has been priced, right?
And you have more to choose from as well.
And you have more to choose from. So it's mildly active is how the market report would describe it. Looking at the data, I will tell you that in my world, I'm going to call it extremely active. We are busy. We have been busy all year. We remain busy, and I thank my lucky stars for it, because all the work in the past 25 years has paid off, and the relationships that we have formed with clients and the trust that we've built with clients has, you know, we've fared well because we stay very busy. And that, like I say, I'm grateful for that.
And with this many homes listed and actively on the market, if you're from the buyer's perspective, you're likely to find a house that is probably in better shape, right? Because if you want to move your house, you're going to have to take care of those things we were talking about last week.
Well, that's what logic would tell you, yes. And so if your seller is somebody that's in a good position and they're being guided by a experienced agent, they are going to put in the extra work, do the things to get the house, you know, in the best condition it can possibly be in. I actually was at a listing appointment on Friday, and it's a really cute house. The owners have gone through it and remodeled it, and they've put in new kitchen cabinets, custom built, and redone the bathrooms, and it's a nice ranch style house. But the first thing I noticed when I walked up was that the roof is sad. You know, it's a 25-year-old plus roof, and the 3-tab shingles, and it's faded beyond. And all I could think when I looked at it is the insurance company even going to insure this roof?
Yeah.
So I told them I honestly think they would be money ahead to invest in a new roof, because we will charge whatever the new roof is going to cost, and then we will add that to the top, and they'll get their money back, and they will also sell it so much quicker because of it.
Right.
So yeah, you have to, you got to be prepared for this market. You got to do the things that get your house ready so that you can sell for the absolute most money you can possibly get, and in the best timing, right? With the best timing.
You're right with the roof, because if I were to look at that house immediately, I'd be going, yeah, you're going to have to drop the price, because at 25 years old, I'm going to put a roof on probably next year or the year after, no matter what.
And, you know, the sad thing is that if you were buying it, you'd have the money to put the roof on. But likely the people that are buying it are going to be first-time home buyers. It's in that low 300s price range, and they're not going to have the extra cash
right
to put the roof on. So let's just get it on, put it in their mortgage, because the chances of them being approved for the extra 20 grand that it's going to cost to put the roof on are much better than them having the 20 grand in their pocket to put a roof on.
And you pointed out that insurance complication, which is becoming more and more commonplace.
Yes, it is.
Finding an insurer who will even accept that home. Wow.
Yeah. Yep. That is correct.
A lot to think about.
And sometimes now what we're seeing is they'll insure the house, but not the roof.
Oh.
And yeah. So it's like, okay. So we want no liability, no risk. But it is the way it is, and they're doing it, and they're getting away with it. So just, you know, like I say, we always will give advice about what things you should do and what things you don't need to bother with. And the cleaning and the freshening up and the decluttering and the painting, those go unsaid, guys. Those things need to be done. But then if there's any big ticket items such as the roof, let's talk about that before you make the decision. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Robin, let's take a quick break. We're talking about what's happening in the marketplace now, the latest market report on real estate in the Rochester area with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, on this Saturday morning at News Talk 1340 KROC AM at 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.29. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, and the market report. Robin, what else is in that?
So we're back to a total of 903 contracts have closed in the last 6 months.
Well, that's pretty healthy.
Mm-hmm. With a median sold price, I feel like I sold about 800 of them. But of course I didn't. With a median sold price of $340,500. So the highest number, the price range with the highest number of listings sold will not surprise you at all. And that is between $300,000 and $400,000. Okay. So also in that same price range, we have a relatively large inventory. We have 69 listings available.
So
that's kind of a hot spot. It used to be, I think when we started doing this show, it was we focused on the 200 to 300. Now it's 300 to 400.
That's really illustrative of what you always talk about, the value of that real estate.
Uh-huh.
If you look back pre-pandemic and compare it to now, that's equity for most people.
It's going up. Yes, it's been a little bit slower. I think this is probably, I would say, one of the slowest. I mean, we got to take 8, 9, and 10 out of there. But in my 25 years in the business, probably one of the slightest increases, you know, like less than 2% year over year, maybe 1.5 was the average. But it's still up. It's still up, right?
Yeah.
And I'm promising you, it'll next year at this time, I'll be saying, oh, everything's up 3.5% from last year. And then within a couple of years, it'll be back to, we're up 5% year over year. I mean, we're going right back there. I'll get off the market report just for a second and read this little fun fact. I found this somewhere the other day, and I took a picture of it and sent it to my kids. So I'm going to look. Oh, it was with the Mayo Clinic expansion and the population growth in Rochester expects to add 55,000 residents and 50,000 jobs by 2040. So that's in 15 years. We just got done talking about how fast time goes. 15 years is like, whew, gone, right?
Yeah.
And that is a lot, 50,000 jobs in the next 15 years. So that's going to equate to 24,000 new housing units in the next 15 years.
And as fast as you think construction is happening today, it's not keeping up with that pace.
It's definitely not keeping up with that pace, which is why we've seen so many apartment buildings, because when they build that, they're not building a home. They're building whatever, 50, 60, 100 homes, right? So that's why we're seeing so much of that. But, yeah, we've got no matter if I'm saying we have 38% absorption rate right now and 349 listings still for sale, we by no means are sitting with abundance of real estate. Okay. We definitely still have a shortage and we're going to have a hard time keeping up with that kind of growth. But that's from a realtor's perspective, that is a good problem to have.
Okay.
Right.
Well, from a homeowner, if you already own your home, it's actually good news
that
means
you better believe it.
You're going to gain equity as these home prices rise when this does happen.
You better believe it. Okay, so I talked about the 903 homes that did go under contract in the last 6 months. Well, alternatively, there have been 172 listings that failed to sell in that same time period. And what we spoke about earlier, Andy, getting the house ready for the market, doing the things, you said it to me when we went off air, and you were so right. Say it again while we're on air.
Well, having your home in tip-top shape to put it for sale used to be what was expected of you. It was the norm. And then the pandemic came, and all of a sudden that became not so necessary because people went into this frenzy of buying homes when you had this unrealistic interest rate for a period of time to keep the economy afloat. And now,
give me every house you've got, no matter what it looks like.
Yeah,
I don't care. I just want to buy it because I want this interest rate.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now we're back into reality, folks. We've got interest rates that are hovering in the sixes, and it's going to be that way for a while. You know, they might go a little higher sixes and a little lower sixes, but I think they're going to be hovering in the sixes for a while. So people have embraced that and realized that. So now they're really being selective and choosy, just like they used to be, about which house they're going to buy and if it has the things they want, and they want it in good condition. So, yep, let's get back to getting your house. And let's just do this really the simple way. Once you buy a house, treat it like it is your most valuable asset and take good care of it. And it makes it so much easier when it comes time to put it on the market. You're not trying to play catch up and take care of all the things that you should have done the last 6 or 10 years while you've lived there.
And plus, as you pointed out so many times, if you do take care of that, you get to enjoy it while you're there instead of cramming it all in 3 months to put it on the market and hand it off to somebody else so they can enjoy it.
Exactly. Well, and the good news is houses are still selling relatively quickly. So of the listings that have sold in these 906 listings that have sold in the past 6 months, the average days on market was 36. So that is not a long time. Not a long time. And actually, that is also showing that there is a median sold price of $340,000. And the ones that sold the quickest were the properties between $300,000 and $400,000. Okay.
Yep.
So the recent history of sales can be seen in the two charts that I have in front of me, which is showing me that the median sold price for the last 30 days was $365,000 with 13 days on the market. So does that sound like we got anything to worry about?
That's 2 weeks. That's crazy fast.
So the absorption rate right now is indicating an inventory of 2.3 months worth of inventory based on the last 6 months of sales. So if we had no more houses coming on the market in 2.3 months, in other words, in about 11 weeks, we would have zero houses to sell.
And once again, for perspective, before the pandemic, when you used to provide the same type of market report, and you talked about 2.5 months supply inventory, both of us would go, whoa, that's a real shortage of inventory. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's just funny how, situations change and then people kind of get lost in it and they forget. They forget that there were days where we would have to sign listing contracts that were 1 year because we knew that it was probably going to take somewhere between 4 and 8 months from the time we put the house on the market to get in the house sold. And now if I told somebody, plan on 4 to 8 months, they'd probably be like, what?
It's all perception. Yeah. Robin, we have to take another break already.
All right.
Let's get that done and come right back and chat some more with Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group Remax Results at Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.com. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM. Okay, Robin, any listings we can talk about today?
Sure. I have plenty of listings, but why don't we talk about the ones that are the newest on the market, shall we? All right. I have a brand new one, 2 days on the market over in Plainview, Minnesota. It is a cute house. The address is 525 7th Avenue Northeast. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2019, so newer house, ranch style, completely finished lower level, and it has just about 2,300 square feet. Cute, cute, cute. I mean, it's decorated so nice. It has gorgeous fixtures throughout. Just looks like it was done by a professional interior designer. And that one is $399,900.
Wow.
Yep. So if you are thinking about living over in Plainview, that would be absolutely perfect. And then I also want to talk about a couple that we have in Wabasha. There's one that's down in the heart of the city. It's like a block away from the public library and the bowling alley and music under the bridge and all those fun things. And that one is 236 Allegheny Avenue. That one is also 2 days on the market. It was built in 1928. It's been completely remodeled inside. It has a big open kitchen. It has a main floor master. It has 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, and 1,822 square feet. So for somebody who wants to move to Wabasha, it's great. It would be also an awesome option for somebody who likes to spend their weekends in Wabasha and would like a little getaway house over there. It's 274.9. And then on Broadway Avenue in Wabasha at 717 Broadway Avenue, this one is a real gem. It was built in born in 1932. It was built in 1932. It has 3 bedrooms and 3 baths. It has a very nice 2-car garage. It is just a little over a week, 8 days on the market. It's $299.9. It is in such impeccable condition. It's a stucco house, a real stucco house, not the Ephes house. And the stucco looks brand new. The interior, the wood floors look brand new. I mean, it is absolutely a stunner. So right there, I just told you about 3 beautiful houses that are all under 400,000, you know,
good.
2 of them under 300.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to spend a little more money, well, a lot more money, I have got a gem of a house down in Winona. The address is 830 Prairie Island Road. And boy, oh boy, you have to look at this one online just for curiosity, you guys, because it is so gorgeous. It is 1,700,000. It has 5 bedrooms. It has 4 bathrooms. It has a 4-car garage. And it's a 1/2 acre right on the river.
Oh, wow.
Private dock. Just beautiful. And it's a little bit of a, I don't want to call it backwaters, but I mean, I guess for lack of a better word, it is. There's just a little bit of separation from the main channel. You can easily access the main channel, but it's more like lake living than river living because there's no current in that water right there. So it's just beautiful. Like put your water trampoline out there for the kids. It's really, really nice. And it is just gorgeous. So this one, I'd love to show it to you. So call me if it's something you want to see. 2 days on the market. In Rochester, we have a couple of nice options. We've got 6317 Oak Meadow Lane Northwest. That one is 795,000. It's 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 6-car garage. Ooh. Sits on 2 acres. That one, yeah, I would love to sell that. These people are also just perfectionists and keep their house just immaculate. Really beautiful. I've got a nice little condo in Rochester at 1916 Greenview Place Southwest. So kind of over by, what is that called? The Whole Foods store, you know, just west of like TJ Maxx and all of that.
Yep, Greenview, okay. Yeah,
right,
yep.
In that neighborhood.
Is that Bailey Heights?
No, it's on the opposite side of the road. So it's over by, there's a Greenview Cleaners and there's a daycare center over there. There's a Wells Fargo Bank back there.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of little condos over there. Some of them are all the way down by the little man-made water. This one is not. But, I mean, it's 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a 1-car garage, and it is very cute, $219.9.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so I've got things from $1.7 million to $219.9. So we've got quite a wide array.
You know, if you're renting, that's, my goodness.
Just right.
Take a comparison of your payment to own this thing compared to what you're paying for rent.
Absolutely. For a young professional, this is just a great house. And with the 2 bedrooms and 2 bathroom situation, really nice if you want to have a roommate.
And if you want to get downtown from there, it's minutes away.
Easy, easy peasy. Yep. And I have another townhome out in Byron at 668 Shardlow Place. This one's a bigger one. It is 2,300 square feet versus the small one is, what is the other one? 1,100. So this one's twice as big. And it's 359.9. So it's twice as big, but it's not twice as much money.
Right.
All right. So there's some options. We have more listings, but those are the ones that have just been on the market for the last couple of weeks. I figured we might as well talk about the freshest, yeah. Right? Okay. Now, do we have a couple of minutes that I can remind people of our upcoming client event?
You bet, Robin. That's only, what, 3 weeks away?
It is. It's August 3rd. At 1:30 at the History Center of Olmsted County, right? So it's a great, big, beautiful place for a picnic, and it is an old-fashioned picnic. We have games going on for the kids. We have bingo going on for the adults. We've got a really fun DJ that keeps the party engaged. We've got the Flapdoodles ice cream truck. We've got pulled pork and all the sides being catered in. We have, we brought the pulled pork back, Andy. You're going to be excited.
That was amazing.
And we are giving away prizes, and more prizes. This year, our grand prize is actually $5,000 cash to one of our lucky clients who have either sold or purchased a home with us ever in the history of us being. So this party is for our past clients, it's for our present clients, and it's for our future clients. So we have, of course, contacted our past and present clients to remind them of the party. But if you're thinking you're going to be our future client and you want to come and see how we roll, then we hope to see you there. So anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. And so far we have already 180 people registered. So we have at least 250 people and having a great time. It's 2 hours long, so it goes really quick. You have to be present. Oh, wait, I lied. You don't have to be present to win the grand prize, but you have to have been there in person to register. So if you can't stay till the end, you still have a chance.
Yep. It's always fun to see you. If they're there, how excited they get when they win.
Oh, I know. I love it.
People get excited about the door prizes, but yeah.
Yes, I love it when they're there. Our door prizes are not shabby. We give away some really nice gift cards all day. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of gifts and food and entertainment because, you know what? We have the best clients in the world, and they're worth it. And we really, truly do appreciate them, so we love celebrating with them.
All right, Robin, that's August 3rd. Somebody wants to talk to you about the party, but more importantly about real estate.
About anything.
Yeah. Okay, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes, call me on my cell phone, 507-259-4926, and I always look forward to your phone calls.
All right, thank you so much, Robin. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.